right, next one is case number 11,374. And this one is for the variance for the setback for the enclosed deck. And this is Mr. Wharton.
I think we had a discussion on this a little bit more on Mr. Dodd.
Yeah, I don't know how you guys feel, but of course that's the reason we're discussing it. But the building permit says everything. It tells them everything. And it's like me taking, I get a building permit, and here, even in this envelope here, I got the porch. Mm-hmm. Now I want to put it on this piece of ground. I put it on, I said, well, geez, I'll go 30 feet here, because that's what I'm allowed. Not come back and say, set it back 2 feet.
Well, it's a little disappointing to me that builder like Insight Homes will stick to their standard options over and over again and not fit it to the lot.
Right.
I mean, it's fine and it's all fine and well that you have standard options and this and that, but when you've got a restrictive building lot, if that standard option does not fit in the lot, you don't put it on there.
Right.
Period.
I agree.
Plus the fact it could have fit.
That's right.
Sure. Could have been. Yeah. That's my point, exactly. Because he got the right permits, the right things. It told him exactly what he had to do.
It is a minimum variance.
Right.
And it is backed up to open space, so I understand that. But my concern is that, this is not something that I think the county or the board will tolerate on a continuing basis from a builder like this.
Mm-hmm. Because, like you say, Mr. Hudson, it could have been done right in the beginning.
Not for the standard option.
Standard. Yeah, right.
Right.
It's going to be setting precedent.
It's not that I'm opposed to it necessarily, but right. I don't feel like it's something that, the county should tolerate from a reputable builder like this. On a continual basis, anyway. That's my opinion.
I mean, he can still cut that deck down. Still can have a deck.
Sure.
Yeah. You just got to cut it down.
It's 12 foot, right?
12 or 14.
12 or 14.
Have a 12
or 12. 14. Have a 12 or 12. 14. 14. What's that? The way that the decks are typically designed, if he cuts off the 2 foot to make it work, then he's going to take out the structural support for that wall.
For that one side.
Yeah.
Well.
I mean the back side, you mean?
Yep.
Mm. I'm just playing double advocate. I don't care what we do.
Yeah.
No, but that's fine.
Well, I mean, that's a builder can do that, though.
Oh, sure. Oh, that's right. I was going to say, that's the price you pay when you.
Mr. Mills, how do you?
I'm ready to vote unless you want to give it more consideration.
Oh, I'm ready to vote.
If you're ready to vote, all right, then Chair will entertain a motion. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we deny case number 11,374. I believe the hardship and exceptional practical difficulty has been created by the applicant.
Okay. Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards and second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 11,374. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards again?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons that were stated.
And I'm Mr. Galloway for the previous reason had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,374 is denied. Okay.